Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the College2Pro.com NFL Draft Blast, the audio alternative for fans and NFL personnel to know NFL draft prospects. Join host Bo Mashanti as he brings the next generation of tomorrow's NFL stars to you today. No more than the name.
Welcome back to another edition of the C2P. I am your host, Bo Mashanti. As always, we appreciate you stopping by. Apple Music, Stitcher, Spotify, iTunes, all opportunities to download and listen to these podcasts that we bring you each and every day as we count down the days till April 28th through the 30th, Las Vegas, for the 2022 NFL Draft. One of the young men getting prepared for that draft is Christian Albright, the Ball State standout linebacker. He was down at the Tropical Bowl, and he made a habit of making it all conference in the MAC. With that said, Christian, fabulous career. I believe right from the get-go as a freshman, you arrived on the scene and got your feet wet, but can you believe your time has come and gone, and now you're in Newcastle, PA, at Grosseti Performance, training for Pro Day and training to get yourself into the National Football League?
Yeah, man, it's crazy looking back. I found myself looking back a whole lot just about my football journey in particular, but especially college. You know, playing five football seasons, I was definitely grateful for that, and I know a lot of people don't get the opportunity to go through a whole college football career like that, especially to start for 5 years. So yeah, I'm real grateful for that. And yeah, being in Pennsylvania doing my training and stuff, it's been great, man, being up here with a lot of guys that we're all trying to get to the same level. We all have the same goals and stuff, so it's been real good being up here and, you know, just being motivated by a bunch of guys that's really trying to get to the same place, and that are all great football players.
Excellent. You know, and seeing you down there a couple of days ago training, you know, I was eyeing you up. You know, it really is important to see a guy. You know, you get to see the body. I mean, you have that long, lengthy, rangy body where you're able, I think, to cover a lot of ground. That's evident when you watch you on tape or highlights or whatever. But have you always had that long length and that, you know, quick ability, that play fast type style?
Yeah, I definitely have. I've always been kind of a taller and, I guess, kind of heavier kid when I was younger. So I actually played a lot of offensive line and defensive line and, like, tight end coming up. And then actually when I got to high school, my first 3 years of high school, I was playing left tackle on the O-line. So I've always had a bigger body type, and then just started kind of to lean out more. And then now you can see that the length is definitely definitely an advantage I try to use when I'm on the field, and just really try to play to my strengths out there.
Listen, I would have lost a lot of money, Christian, if you told me that you were a left tackle your first 3 years of high school. Wow. So from your junior to your senior season, I got to ask, just because, you know, if I didn't see you in person and see, you know, what your body frame looks like, when did you, I guess, what happened between junior year and senior year where you made that switch and you became kind of like this hybrid linebacker of sorts?
Really just looking at just being a football guy. You know, me and my dad, we were just talking, and like, yeah, I don't think, like, this isn't the way to get me to college, to get me to my dreams and get on the journey that I want to go to. So we had a meeting with the coach, and he decided that he was going to let me play defensive end for my senior year, and then I just went full speed into that and balled out my senior year and then got to Ball State. So, yeah.
And then the rest is history. And again, you're a month and a half from finding out where you're going to land in this upcoming 2022 NFL draft. Once again, the standout Ball State linebacker, Christian Albright, here on the C2P. You were down at the Tropical Bowl in January. What was that like? You know, in your position, any opportunity to have some extra eyes on you in terms of NFL scouts is such a positive thing. But kind of like, take us through that experience and what it was like for these people to not only know you as a player, but also just know you as an individual.
yeah, it was great to get down there and, again, be in front of a lot of talent and get to, you know, compete against different guys. We had guys from all over the country there, all different conferences, different levels. So it was great to be down there with those guys and compete, and definitely great to get in front of scouts too, because I heard some feedback from my head coach that scouts had asked if I could play middle linebacker too, because in college I only played outside linebacker in the 3-4 and defensive end my freshman year when I first got there. But it was great to get down there and just really get some reps for myself playing middle linebacker, and then to get some reps in front of the scouts as well so they can see how well I can move, because all the time I don't really get to showcase my abilities, I would say, playing the 3-4 outside linebacker. So I felt like at middle linebacker I was able to showcase a little bit of my range and coverage skills as well that we can practice and in the game.
Definitely. And that's, again, that's just such, and that's why those opportunities are such a priceless commodity, if you ask me, just, you know, cause, and then if you deliver, if you kind of, you know, they ask and you do, and, you know, lo and behold, you know, you're getting some more love from these guys. It's again,
definitely
priceless. I ask all the guys that come on the show, if we threw you in the film room, you're with these NFL teams, they're breaking down your tape. Christian, what do you think they're going to love about you? I like to say that these are your home run abilities that they're going to say, listen, we got to bring this kid in. We got to get him on the 53-man roster.
I think the first and most important thing, it may sound like a simple thing, but really just being out there and doing my job consistently. I know, like I said, it sounds like a really simple thing, but in the grand scheme of things, that's something that I know my college coaches could rely on, and they appreciated that a lot for me. And really just a full understanding of the defense and knowing where help is at and things like that. So I feel like that would be one of the things that stand out on film, as well as me being out there and using my length and being able to make plays all over the field and stuff.
Definitely, and you definitely can do that. And I do. I love the defensive end background going to the linebacker. I don't want to backtrack a little bit, but coming out of high school, were teams viewing you in multiple ways at a position wise?
No, mainly because, like I said, I only played that 1 year at defensive end. So really, teams were just looking at me as defensive end, like a 4-3 defensive end, and that's what Ball State recruited me as. And then I switched to outside linebacker when we went to the 3-4 my sophomore year. So, you know, it's kind of the same thing, 4-3 defensive end, the 3-4 outside linebacker.
Yeah.
You just start dropping in coverage a little bit more.
Definitely. And this is your show. We want teams to know you the best they can if they're listening in. What needs to be known that they can't see on tape? You could have been a team captain, a weight room warrior, film junkie, great in the community. You mentioned a little bit about the Ball State defense, maybe not being able to play that middle linebacker role. Christian, what else do these teams need to know about you to help you fall in their good graces when draft time rolls around?
One, I like to consider myself a high character guy. I'm a guy that always likes to do the right thing, even when no one is watching. Really, just being a good person overall. You know, whether that's being a good friend, being a good younger brother to my big brother, being a good son. You know, being a good boyfriend, anything. So, I feel like just being a good guy, and also my special teams ability. I feel like I can bring a lot from that realm as well, and really help out teams and that side as well.
Definitely, and that's a great thing to point up, because you know that is usually the foundation for anybody entering this National Football League. That special teams background is a nice little thing to have in your warehouse. This is a bit of a cliche question, but nonetheless, I think it helps our listeners identify sometimes with our guests. Do you get comparisons to anybody at the next level?
I haven't really heard too many, but if I had to say for myself, I'm a big fan of Azeez Ojulari. He plays linebacker for the Giants. I actually played against him in high school a few times. And then middle linebackers, I'm big fans of Darius Leonard and Fred Warner, just the way they like to be all over the field, and they're just always making plays, you know, always around the ball and stuff like that. So really, if I had to compare myself, I'd say if I'm not there yet, I'm definitely trying to get to where those guys are like.
Yes, and I like those comparisons. And all those guys got the length, and they're very quick. You got that range, and I think that kind of parallels with what you bring to this draft table. Christian, we are almost out of time, but nonetheless, we always like to have a little bit of fun. We call it three and out. I think you might have heard some of these when we were doing the interviews at the facility the other day, but nonetheless, you ready to take a shot with some of those?
Yeah, let's do it.
All right. Now, anybody on that, any of the coaches on the coaching staff at Ball State have pet peeves during practice? An absolute no-no. If you get caught doing it, you or your teammates might catch a little hell.
Man, our DC, Tyler Stockton, man. One, do not be late to anything, but especially don't be late going on that practice field, man. He will lose it. He will follow you around from pre-practice all the way through warm-ups, just absolutely ripping you, and also running to the ball and not giving effort as well. He will lose his mind over that.
I love it. And you are training at Grosseti Performance, PA. When you arrive at the facility for your next workout, you will be the trainer, not the trainee. Who are you going to pick on staff and make them sweat, make them feel a little bit of pain like they've been doing to you for the last 2 months?
Oh, man. Let's see. I think I'll go with my guy Piper, man, Kyle Piper. I think I'll go with him, put him through a workout, you know, get him on them heavy sleds and put him through it.
You know, I joke around. I think Terry likes it. You know, we've done a couple shows back in the day where I think Terry actually wanted to be challenged. You know, Terry just has that mindset. I'm not familiar. I know Kyle, but, you know, I don't know what Kyle's like, but I do know Terry. He does have that competitive spirit in him. And then the final one, Christian, before you let
Terry, I was thinking he might just go out there and, you know, kill it. So, yeah, I want to put Piper through and make him suffer a little bit. Terry probably, he's probably still in good shape.
Yeah. Yeah, see, so you know, yeah, I mean, Terry, I mean, he does, he got a competitive edge, and he does, he wants the challenge. I mean, he wants to say, hey, you know what, let's do it, and he'll go till he can't go anymore, but that just speaks volumes of his character and kind of how he's built that facility up. The final one, we're about a month and a half away before the big show. I assume draft week, draft weekend, you're going to be with family and friends watching, waiting to hear your name called. Who's the best cook in your family, and what would you like that person to have prepared as you celebrate your next football journey?
Oh, man, that's a tough one, see, because both of my parents are great in the kitchen, but if I had to choose for something like that, I would definitely say my dad. Let him get on the grill, man. He made his ribs. There's a lot of people that can attest to it, man. His ribs are top-notch. And then I let my mom do the sides for that, so I'd say a combination of both.
Let me ask you this. In a 7-game series and a cook-off, who's winning game 7 between mom and dad?
I'm going to give it to mom because I think she's a little more versatile with her meals and stuff. So, yeah, I'll give it to mom for game 7.
I love it. Hey, Christian, real pleasure to get to know you and have you on the show. And, hey, man, stay humble. Stay hungry, be blessed, best to you on the 28th, I believe, on Pro Day. And listen, every day after that, regardless, just keep doing what you're doing, and we can't wait to find out where you land at the next level.
Yeah, definitely, man. Appreciate you, and thank you for having me on the show, man.
No problem at all. Once again, that is Christian Albright, the standout Ball State linebacker, all-academic conference. Tropical Bowl, this kid really dots the I's, crossed the T's, and listen, he mentioned Leonard and Warner earlier in the show. That is a very, very good comparison. It's just in the way he plays. This kid can just fly to the ball. He's long and lean, and he's quick. He can cover a lot of ground quickly, diagnoses good angles to the football from what I've been able to see over the last few days, kind of studying and preparing for him to come on the program. But as always, we appreciate you folks stopping by and joining us here on the C2P.
This has been a C2P exclusive.